Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. The second annual Summer Heat International Dance Festival returns to Tulsa this weekend as Choragus Production makes Tulsa a regional focus of contemporary dance, with performances by Brian Brooks, Wilderness, the Paul Taylor Dance Company, and the Ballet of the Grand Theater of Geneva. The festival opens tonight with a gala opening performance featuring soloists and ensembles from the performing companies, as well as principal dancers from the Joffrey Ballet, Move the Company, and Ten Hairy Legs. The following evening, Geneva Ballet performs Carmina Burana by French choreographer Claude Brumonchon. Sunday, the Paul Taylor Company performs a mixed bill. Then Geneva Ballet returns Tuesday with Gloria, work by Greek choreographer Andonis Foniadakis. Under the artistic direction of my guest today, Geneva Ballet has charted an unusual path, presenting the finest in European contemporary dance by what my guest says is the next generation of great choreographers. Philippe Cohen is the artistic director of the Ballet of the Grand Theater of Geneva. He studied dance at the Rosella Hightower International Dance Center and counts the Oklahoma-born ballet artist as his most important mentor. As a dancer, he worked with Ballet de Nancy and Paris Opera. He later worked as a teacher and artist at the Center of Contemporary Dance in Angers and the Lyon Dance Conservatory before joining Geneva Ballet as artistic director in 2003. Today, they're considered one of Europe's most prestigious dance companies. They'll be performing Carmina Burana tomorrow night and Glory Tuesday night at 8 o'clock at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center's Chapman Music Hall, part of the second annual Summer Heat International Dance Festival. You can learn all the details at choragus.org. And Philippe Cohen is my guest today. Philippe Cohen, welcome to Tulsa and welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, I know a lot of people are looking forward to the appearance of Geneva Ballet this weekend and some really interesting material you're doing. Now, it sounds like the philosophy of your company is to not have a dominant choreographic personality at all. It's about bringing in sometimes very young choreographers, sometimes more established European choreographers, and sort of developing a company that can mold their dance to whatever choreographer is coming in.
Yes.
I mean, it's very interesting because our ballet company, Tulsa Ballet, does the exact same thing.
Also, when I arrived in Geneva in 2003, you know, first with the journalists, you know, they ask me, what is your artistic project? I say, I don't know. What are you going to do? I say, I don't know yet, but I know what I don't want to do. I say, oh, and what do you not want to do? I say, I don't want to perform with the Killian piece, William Forsythe piece, Matzek piece. I don't want to have any Balanchine piece. I say, no, I love this choreographer. It's from there.
They're brilliant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But there is so many companies in the world, they perform this piece for the choreographer. I want to be, not on the side, but I want to promote new choreographer. And also, you know, I have this idea before to go in Geneva. Because before I was the director of the Conservatoire National, I mean, high school in France for 13 years. And so when you have the responsibility to train and to prepare the dancer for the future, so I used to go to see a lot of choreographer just to know, to me nourrir, to feed myself what the choreographer from today, they want. Because it's not to train dancers as you want, but as le milieu de la danse, as the choreographer, I mean, the dance world want in the next 10, 15 years.
Right.
And so I used to see a lot of very young and very talented choreographer. But they do like duets, sometimes trios, sometimes when they have a bit more money, maybe quintet. And just because money, because economy. And so when I was in the conservatoires, I was thinking, I said, but if nobody in the next 10 years, nobody give the chance to this young choreographer to work with a group, like a company, in the next 15, 20 years, we will never have this choreographer like Killian, foresight, because these dancers, they don't have the money to have a lot of dancers, but they have to
and
practice.
A company, it's a company taking a great risk to present that, because there's always the fear of, of not measuring up.
Yeah, it's a risk, but I'm very happy because the city of Geneva, I mean, they support, you know, they agree with me, because it's a risk for sure, you know. And I have to say, sometimes, so we have a really, like, excellent piece, and sometimes it's not so bad, but it's better to finish after the last
performance. Once the curtain drops.
Yes, when the curtains
that
drop.
That goes in.
Thank you very much. So we had a great time, but it's finished.
Well, the two pieces you're going to be presenting here in Tulsa are fairly new pieces, but pieces you're being asked to perform a lot. Let's talk about the first one, Carmina Burana, very familiar score. Lots of wonderful choreographers have tackled this. Claude Brumachon, a French choreographer. What I really was struck by, and you sort of expect this with this piece that sort of harkens back to medieval times, but I don't think I've seen such a masterly physical performance where you have dancers stepping on each other, climbing over each other, and in a way that is beautiful and yet this utterly masculine sort of look.
I know Claude Brumachon for 35 years, you know. And before, you know, when I was at the Conservatoire or Chœur Ballet de France, I used to work with him, you know. And when I arrived in Geneva, for sure, you know, he called me, say, oh, you know, when I would love to make a piece for the company. I say, no, it's not the right time, but I need time just to make the company I want before. And I wait for the right project at the right time. And I had to do with Carmina Burana, you know, the Grand Théâtre de Genève closed for renovation, you know, for 2 years. So we move in another theater. We build a new theater in wood. It's a great building. And for the first performance of the ballet company in this new theater, I want to make like a big event, you know, for the Geneva people. So I want to have the, for sure, choreographer, but I want to have the orchestra, the corps. En français, on dit toutes les forces vives.
Force of joy.
Yeah, and all the artistic, all the artists of the Grand Théâtre, music, singers, dancers.
Chorus.
On stage at the same time. And say, okay, so the idea was accepted. Yes, great idea. So after, what to do with this? The first thing, say, Carmina Burana. I mean, just to make really an event, because everybody knows Carmina Burana, especially the first part. The end, they don't know the rest.
The middle.
the middle, they don't know. The end, and the beginning and the end, they know. But anyway, I say, okay. And when I decide to do Carmina Burana, I say, okay, this is the right time and the right music and the right project for Claude Brumachon. As you say, you know, he has this aesthetic, like medieval aesthetic. He has the energy, the contact, you know, he has the force, this quality and the force, the strength. And so I went to see him and say, you want to do Carmina Burana? I said, ooh, give me a few times.
Are there like very, very famous balletic versions of Carmina Burana that are in the repertoire, in the international repertoire? No. There are a number of choreographers that have done it.
But, I saw a lot of productions.
But there's not like...
No, it's not like, comment dire...
Right,
you know,
right.
Even like a Giselle from Matzek. I mean, right. It's a new production, but it's really, you know, after Matzek and
there's certain works that are sort of a choreographic masterpiece that a choreographer only treads on with some trepidation, some fear. But in this case, Carmina Burana is a piece that many choreographers have done. But you still have to have your own unique take on this particular piece. And what I love is that there's this intense physicality to the piece, even in the feminine dancers. And I guess what I'm not used to seeing is these lightning fast moves that are a part of his choreographic vocabulary as far as things don't flow. It's almost like a strobe light where it's people are moving very fast in these lightning fast moves.
And very precise and very sharp, you know, really sharp. And also what I like with Claude when he accepts and he starts to talk about his project, he says, you know, I want to respect and to follow for sure the music, but the text also, not the story, because there is not really a story, but it means a lot of things, you know, about the chaos, c'est the chaos, like a tsunami, you know, the and they say, I want to follow the text. So that's why he keep the, comment dit, the character, the goddesses, I mean, the tavern, the...
Many of the, it's very raunchy, it's very earthy, and, you know, it's about base desires.
Yeah. And also the two people who for the costumes also, they are very, very talented, you know. They have a Maison de Haute Couture in Paris, you know, On aura tout vu. Mm-hmm. And they come from Bulgaria, but they live in Paris. And they are very, very talented and very sensitive, you know, and they felt this music also, and also they work together with Claude Brumachon to make this incredible, I mean, costumes, you know. Yeah. These two people, you know, On aura tout vu, they used to make costumes for Lady Gaga, Madonna, Beyoncé. It's very chic and expensive.
Yeah.
And also they accept work with the Ballet Genève with less money, but great talent, and it's a really great project. And in Geneva, you know, my idea, you know, what I want, it was to have all the artists at the same time on stage.
The Grand Theater involves opera, it involves ballet, it also involves, I assume, an orchestra as well.
Sure.
So you have all of these forces from the theater at this new theater.
And I want to have all these people on stage. Nobody in the pit, you know, you are musicians, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it's difficult to negotiate the space on stage. Because, I mean, the stage was not so big, and we were 150 people, you know, on stage. And also the core, you know, the singers, but we don't have the enough space. Can we have 10 centimeters more? No. And so we have to negotiate. But I have to say, you know, all the people, they were so exciting to be a part of this project. Also the conductor, you know, the Japanese conductor. And so we did it.
I assume the reaction was an amazing reaction because the dance, and even though you won't have that spectacle in this performance with everybody on stage, you'll just have the company, what he has done with this work is really, really fits the music so hand in glove.
You know, I was a bit anxious because 2 or 3 months after the premiere, I mean, in Geneva, we were invited in Bangkok, in Thailand, you know, for the music festival in Bangkok. And for sure, they want to have Carmina Burana, but with no orchestra. And I was a bit anxious, you know, because, so the project was great, I mean, in Geneva. But what's going on after with no musician on stage, no singers, no choir? I was a bit anxious, you know. So for sure, we changed the light. I mean, just we not adapt the choreography. So just to put in a traditional stage, I mean. Mm-hmm. And I felt much, much better after, because the dance, as you say, the dance is strong enough, is precise, the virtuosity, and even with no music live on stage, it works.
Yeah. My guest today is Philippe Cohen. He is the artistic director of the Ballet of Grand Theater of Geneva. He will be part of Corgus Productions' Summer Heat Dance Festival. They'll be performing in 3 performances altogether, but 2 of their own. Saturday night, performing Carmina Burana. Tuesday night, it will be Glory by Antonis Foniadakis. And then you'll also be performing in the gala tonight. What are you doing tonight? Will it be the whole company, or will it be a group of dancers?
No, for the gala tonight, you know, we have only 5 dancers, because we perform a trio. We create in 2005 by Sidi Larbi Cherkaoui, and 1 duet by Jeroen Verbruggen, Belgian choreographer. On the Baquianas Brasileiras number 5 from
Villa-Lobos, yeah.
Yeah, Villa-Lobos. It's a trio and a duet.
And those names are not really familiar to American audiences. Are these fairly young choreographers or very well-established choreographers?
I mean, Cécile Bichard-Cabri now is really, really famous, you know, all around the world. You know, but he started also in Geneva in 2005.
Yeah.
But now he's, he leads the Anvers Ballet, in Ballet d'Anvers, Antwerpen, you know. And for sure, Rode Verbruggen is younger, you know, he just, he did a new production of Nutcracker 3 years ago in Geneva, and last October he did like a Baroque with Rameau music and Couperin and Scarlatti. He's younger, he's only 35, and I'm sure, no, 33, and I'm sure he's going to be a very, very famous choreographer.
Well, tell us about the second program you're doing as a Glory. The music of Handel, and I was sort of expecting to see, when I was looking at some clips, okay, Handel, I know this music, I'm expecting to see a certain style of ballet, and it was completely opposite of what I expected. This utterly contemporary dance, yet it fit, again, so beautifully with the music of Handel. Tell us about the origin of this particular ballet.
I know Denis also for many, many years, you know, also when I was in Lyon at the Conservatoire, he did a piece for the students, you know, at the Conservatoire. And he's the first choreographer I commissioned a work when I arrived in 2003. And he did, he made one piece in 2004, Selon Désir, on Bach music. And so we keep a kind of relationship, you know, very close, because I like him very, very much. He's really a real choreographer in the sense he writes the choreography. You know? He knows not just, he has a vocabulary, you know. And he has also like intuition with the Baroque music, you know. And he did a few years ago a new production of Rite of Spring, which was not so good. I mean, good, but not enough, especially with this music, we know, Rite of Spring. And I spoke with him. I say, okay, I want to do the new project with you, but a full evening, but with a Baroque music. I mean, because he feel, I mean, this music inside his body, you know. He's not an intellectual, he feel the music. And he say, oh, yes, but, you know, I did Bach music already. I say, but what about Handel? Because he's so rich, so different, you know, you can have, I mean, the virtuosity you have, so, you know, like Ombra Maifo, you know, so in suspension, you know, so sensitive, you have orchestra music, song music, it's so rich, just listen, yeah. And tell me, and he felt in love with the Handel music, but to make a full evening with this music, you know, it's a, as you say, as we used to say, you know, when it's good, you know, when it's when it's too much, even if it's excellent, you...
Yeah, too much rich food, if
voilà.
You will.
Right. Et voilà. It's what you say also, almost the same in French, too much good food. So you have to mix with something, but not like, you know, contemporary music, like Berlioz or Bartók. He worked with this guy, Julien Tarid, also a French composer, very sensitive, and he knows also the classical music, and he composed.
And they did these wonderful adaptations.
Voilà. And they worked together for the concept of this evening with the Handel music, but in a full, I asked them, you know, at the end of the show, I want to have the idea to say Handel could write this music in the same, just working with this idea in your mind, even if it's contemporary
this
music.
This could have been written today.
Voilà.
Yes.
The Handel could write this music in this form and with, so I have to say it works, because Julien Tarid, this composer, you know, is very, very talented, and how they mix the two music together, because they are also very respectful with the Handel. You know, it's so risky, you know. I say, but Handel, never forget, Julien, forget Handel is a genius, and at this time he's better than you. So try to go the closest you can, you know, but you will never get the same
level.
Yeah. But just respect the Handel, and but respect yourself also, and try to find a good balance between the two composers.
There's the moment from Xerxes from the beautiful aria from there. It's ethereal magic, I would have to say, you know, and what he does with his dancer that is at center stage there is just beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, we perform more than 100 times, you know, because since 2012, I mean, we go all around the world with this piece, you know, and everywhere, you know, it depends, you know, if Israel, in America, in Canada, in Europe, in Brazil, I mean, the people are different, you know, different culture, different sensitivity, but they feel, you know, something, you know, so strong. And what I like with this performance, you know, it brings a lot of young people, but, you know, with the light and smoke and also the energy, it's like it's like a rock concert, you know, and they say, so it's great because it's not David Bowie on stage, but it's Handel on stage, but you know, it brings young people, you know, and I say it's, comment do you say, gagné, you know, we win something, you know, to bring young people just to listen Handel.
Yeah, and the choreography is so brilliant, you know, in the Allegro sections. It is constant motion, but it is the most beautiful flowing motion. I mean, almost whirling dervish like movements, and it's almost like you're listening to these Allegros, which are, you know, lots of notes at a good tempo, but it's almost like the dancers are doubling that tempo. It's almost like a double time tempo in many ways from what they're doing on the stage.
It is sometimes. It is. But, you know, this is also the Handel music, I mean, the virtuosity, you know, but also, but virtuosity, but very sensitive, you know, like very emotional, you know. It's not just technique. Mm-hmm. It's also very emotional, but he's Greek, you know, underneath he's Greek, and Greek people, you know, sometimes they can be crazy, they can be out of the world, I mean, but they have a very strong and deep heart.
Heart.
You know, it's something like mystics, I say the même mot, like, you know, the mystical, sometimes, you know, they try to get the mystical, you know, the...
A mystical sort of inspiration.
Yeah, inspiration.
Yeah, no. Well, it really does look like an amazing piece. And the other thing I think people will notice about your company is they're beautiful dancers, but they're athletes. They are amazing. You know, just the two pieces I've seen, such physicality and such strength, and, you know, yet at the same time, beauty. That's a part of the company. I assume that's...
Very athletic, but also very human. It's very important for me. Not just to be a very excellent machine. But also with emotion, you know, emotion. I used to say to the dancers, you know, I don't know if you are the best dancer in the world. Anyway, you can have in the whole company in the world, I mean, the best dancer in the world. It's not enough for me. You know, for sure you are excellent dancers, but before to be a dancer, for me it's more important to be man and woman, to be a human before to be a dancer. And I think in this company it's something who makes sometimes the difference between the Ballet du Grand Théâtre de Genève and different company. It's not a question of flavor, I mean, of technical, because excellent dancer, you can see.
They're everywhere.
Just to have something, you know, very humble and very human, you know. I tell the dancer, you know, when you are on stage, you have to know why you are on stage and what you want to give to the people, you know, to the audience, but what you want to keep also for yourself, because it's also very important. It's a kind of exchange, you know. It's not just for yourself. It's not just to support the choreographer. It's not for myself. It's just a story between you, the choreographer, Handel, or another composer, and the audience. but not through the eyes of the dancers, but through your eyes of human being.
Yeah. Where did that come from? I know you were very close to Rosella Hightower, studied with her, worked for her for
years ago.
And staged work for her. Is that something she stressed in her own viewpoint? Because we think of the Indian ballerina as having this incredible connection with their audiences.
But, you know, when we talk about Rosella, you know, she is my spiritual mother, you know. I can say, you know, what I am today, it's because of her, you know. She was so clever, you know, also so generous, you know. She had the, for sure, she's American, you know, and she had the efficiency of the American, but with something, you know, from Europe, you know, very human, you know, generous, very, she was tough, you know.
Demanding.
So, yeah. And she was a great great lady, you know.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. A grande dame.
Yeah. Yes. And also, you know, this kind, you know, of humanity, you know, the, and also she used to say, but you have to read books, you have to listen to the music. It's not enough to be just a dancer. I mean, she used to say to me, you know, when I see a dancer on stage, you know, I can tell if they have culture or not. Yeah. And I remember this because that's why, you know, I, for sure now I'm 64 years old, you know, and I always think about these words, you know, the that mean just to be even excellent dancers, it's not enough. You must have something.
You have to artist of the world.
Yeah. And also, yes, just like now it's not funny, but a citizen of the world. But for me, it means something, you know, especially at this time, you know, we have the world get a bit crazy. That's why also I want to have a lot of different nationalities. You know, it's, we are 22 dancers in Geneva Ballet, and we are 14 different nationalities. Mm-hmm. And it's really a choice. I mean, it's for myself, you know, to open, I mean, to open your mind, to open your heart, to open your eyes, I mean, and also to respect the Lord, respect the other, you know. Mm-hmm. But on stage, we share the same space and we share the same artistic project, but with your own culture, sensitivity, but respectful with the others. Yeah. And it's a work, I mean, to accept, I mean, just to, you know, we have a dancer from Thailand, from Japan, from America, from Spain, Italy, mm-hmm. Brazil. We're all different, but on stage, we are like not a family, but we are the world. Oh, yeah. It's silly what I say. Sorry. You cut.
I understand. No, it's it's great. I know we're looking forward to the premiere of the Geneva Ballet here in Oklahoma. This is your first trip to Oklahoma, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And we are so looking forward to the performances. Philippe, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Philippe Cohen is the artistic director of the Ballet of the Grand Theater of Geneva. One of the performing groups is a part of the Summer Heat International Dance Festival presented by Corgus Productions. They'll be presenting two works, Carmina Burana, Saturday evening at 8, and Glory, Tuesday evening at 8, all at the Performing Arts Center's Chapman Music Hall, as a part of the festival, which gets underway tonight with an opening gala performance. For more information on all the performances of the Summer Heat Dance Festival, visit Corgus.org. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.